Okay, thank you for cutting your break short and getting back into the session. Visit with you a few minutes about a top cross of a couple of genotypes with a number of varieties from around the world. Our objective was to compare the performance of F1 made by crossing several cultivars from China, North Africa, South Africa, and the USA with a medium staple upland variety and a extra long staple upland germplasm line that we released a few years ago called TAM18233 ELS. The question that we're approaching is, are there germplasm pools around the world that contain different alleles for fiber length and fiber strength that combine well with our elite quality 182-33 as indicated by heterosis in the F1. We had 12 cultivars from China, 9 from North Africa, 8 from South Africa, and 7 from the USA. And we crossed those with CAMD and 182-33. The varieties from around the world were chosen by Richard Percy, who is a co-author here and is also the curator of the USDA germplasm collection in cotton. If there's a downside to this work or a question that's unanswered is that we don't know the pedigrees of these things that were collected from around the world. And they're a part of the collection, and so that's how Richard had access to them. We grew the parents and the F1s in a randomized complete block at the winter nursery in Tikamon in 2009. We had them this year in the field at College Station, but we're unable to get the data. Get them harvested and get the data compiled for this presentation. Plots were hand harvested and the seed cotton was ginned on a tabletop gin at College Station and fiber properties determined at the Fiber and Biopolymer Research Institute at Lubbock. Here are the varieties from around the world. I'd be surprised if any of us are familiar with any of these names here. Here are the varieties from the USA, and this particular group I picked because they had came from germplasm pools and programs that I knew had certain quality aspects to them that we were interested in, and of course the recurrent parents. If you want to know more about these varieties from around the world, Lori Hensley has given a paper, a poster rather, and I believe it's will be up this afternoon. Poster 91-3 titled Agronomic Diversity Among Cultivars in the U.S. Cotton Collection. If we just get a bird's eye view of these varieties from around the world and excluding CAMD and 182-33, the 12 from China, 9 from North Africa, 8 from South Africa, and the 7 from the USA, the micronair or the fiber fineness of these varieties were essentially all within the what's called the standard range or the premium range in upland cotton. The uniformity index, this is uniformity of length, is all about the same, and elongation is about the same. Fiber length, the 12 from China averaged shorter upper half mean length than did the North Africa, South Africa, and USA varieties. And in fiber strength, the South Africa and the USA varieties were stronger, and the Chinese varieties were the weakest. Now, the next two or three slides are a bit complicated, and I'll go through them rather slowly, but it's my attempt to summarize these data. Obviously, I can't show you data from 72 F1s and make much sense out of it in 15 minutes, but hopefully I can give you a bit of a summary of what they look like. The way I have this slide set up, this is the distribution among the genotypes, the parents, compared with CAMD and compared with B18233. So the 12 from China compared with CAMD, there were none of them that were, and this is upper half mean length, none of the ones from China were shorter than CAMD. Seven of them were equal to CAMD in length, and five were greater than Pamcott CAMD. The ones from North Africa, one was shorter, seven were equal, and one was longer. from South Africa. Three were shorter, five were equal, and those from the USA, four were shorter and three were equal. It was a bit of a surprise. I didn't expect this, but our CAMD, a couple of you in the audience are familiar with CAMD, and it's a pretty short stapled variety from released in the 1970s. But we had pretty good length in the material from Mexico. If we look at the upper half mean length of these varieties compared with the extra long staple upland germplasm line, as we expected, all of them from China, all 12 were shorter, all from North Africa were shorter, all from South Africa were shorter, and all from the USA were shorter. If we look at strength, it's a little bit similar, I suppose. 11 from China were equal in strength. One exceeded CAMD. Those from North Africa, none exceeded CAMD in strength. None of the South Africa lines, although the average was higher, none of them exceeded CAMD. And of the USA varieties, none exceeded, but two were equal. Compared with, I'll get back to these numbers right here in a moment. Compared with 182.33, all of the Chinese varieties were weaker. All of the South Africa or North Africa lines were weaker. South Africa, half of them were equal to. And I noticed this last night. These numbers are reversed. This 3 and 4 should be over here, and the 5 and 2 over here. So they were two from the USA that were equal to B18233 extra long staple. Now, this is the somewhat of a similar slide. It is the distribution of the F1s. Okay, so we went in, there were 36 F1s with CAMD and 36 F1s with 18233. When I look at the F1s, upper half mean compared with CAMD, and those when they were crossed with CAMD, 11 of the 12 F1s were equal to CAMD in fiber length. None of them were longer. In the North Africa ones, one was longer than the longest parent, okay, whether that was CAMD or the North Africa line. In the 8 from South Africa, one of the F1s was greater than the best parent, and the ones crossed in USA, two were better than the best parent. Upper half mean length compared with B18233, none of the F1s were better than the best parents. None of the F1s equaled or were better. None of them were from North Africa were better, but there were three that were equal. From South Africa, again, three were equal in upper half mean length to the best parent, and the best parent in this case would be 18233. And the seven from the USA, three of them were equal. A look at strength, one of the 12 F1s with CAMD exceeded the best parent in strength. None of the nine with North Africa exceeded the best parent, none from South Africa, and none from the U.S. Compared with B18233, somewhat the same way, none of them exceeded the best parent, in this case, usually B18233, but two were equal. Two from North Africa were equal, four from South Africa were equal to B18233, and five from the USA were equal. Now let me show you some of those data to give you a feel for some of the data that we're looking at. Here's CAMD crossed with UK64 from North Africa. So all of these slides have the F1 on top, one parent, CAMD in this case, and the other parent, the one from somewhere in the world, in this case North Africa, UK64. In this particular case, look at this F1. Was significantly better, longer than the best parent in here. Here is a case, again, one from North Africa, Allen 333, where the F1 is not as good. It's not as good as the worst parent in this case. And I'll for time reasons, I'll skip the strength on these length slides, but there's the kind of data we're looking at in length. If we look at one for strength and pull something out of that, we crossed CAMD with Nanging number 12, and it had stronger fibers than the best parent. Then in this case, the parents weren't different. However, when we crossed CAMD with a Kayla 1517, we get the more common type of data for the F1 is intermediate to the two parents. And in this case, the Kayla had exceptionally good fiber quality or fiber length, strength rather. If we look at length, example one with B1A233, if I cross 1A233 with Del Ciro, and here's 1A233 extra long staple at 1.41, just to give you some perspective, if we were look, typically upland cotton we refer to as medium or short staple, and it'll on average have about a fiber length of 1.15 across the country. And if it's 1.375, then it reaches the fiber length that the USDA classifies Pima as extra long staple. So that's the reason for the ELS subscript. So we have here, this one was equal. We crossed it with this one from South Africa. We have an equal one. And here's the more common where it is intermediate to the two. If I look at some general conclusions, the two testers in this case, B1A233 and CAMD, they were sufficiently divergent from the world cultivars to detect differences. There did not appear to be a lot of room for improvement, but there was obviously the opportunity to cross with varieties from around the world or genotypes from around the world that would give us acceptable fiber quality and expand the base of our germplasm pool and not be detrimental to the fiber quality aspect of the program. Some conclusions strictly based on for upper half mean length. Most of the varieties used in this study were either equal to or shorter than CAMD. All were shorter than 1A233. Only four of the 36 CAMD F1s were superior to the longest parent. Most were similar, suggesting allelism or dominance and little opportunity for improvement. None of the 36 B1A233 ELS F1s exceeded B1A233 ELS, although nine were equal, and would be nine populations in which we would be interested in making some selections. Didn't talk much about strength, but most of the varieties produced F1s with bundle strength equivalent to the strongest parent. Again, suggesting either allelism or dominance at major loci and little opportunity for improvement. About half of the varieties from the U.S. and South Africa produced F1s with strength equal to B1A233, which is about as good as there is in current varieties grown in the U.S. With that, I'll acknowledge the USDA Cotton Germplasm Unit and Dr. Richard Percy and that group of folks for collaboration here. The Salyer Fellowship Program, which supported Ben Byer, the graduate student, doing the work. Cotton Incorporated, both the CORE program and the Texas State Support for their financial support, and the Texas Department of Agriculture for their support. With that, hopefully I'm close to being on time and have a couple of seconds for a question.